Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 91 for Wednesday, October 5th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were bouncing around both sides of unchanged Wednesday morning, although the bias turned lower as declines in Chicago soybeans and soy oil spilled over to weigh on prices. Canola is up 20 cents to down a dollar, the November contract down a dollar at $466 per ton. Rainfall and cooler temperatures across much of the Canadian prairies is raising concerns for the fields still left to be harvested. Solid end-user demand and bullish chart signals are also underpinning the futures. However, large losses in Chicago soy oil weighed on prices, seasonal hedge pressure, and expectations for a large crop when the harvest is eventually complete also weighed on prices. The Canadian dollar is also bouncing around unchanged today, and that's providing little direction. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are mostly lower, but wheat is mixed. Soybeans, they're down 6 to 9 cents, the November contract down 9 at $9.54 per bushel. Ongoing harvest pressure remained the major bearish influence in beans, especially as anecdotal yield reports continue to beat official expectations. Chinese markets are closed this week for the Golden Week holiday, and that's limiting export demand. For corn, prices are down 1 to 2 cents, the December contract down 2 at $3.46.5 per bushel. Harvest pressure is also the order of the day in corn, with good yields and relatively favorable weather conditions keeping the short-term path of least resistance pointed lower. South American farmers are in the midst of planting their corn crops, and that's also weighing on prices. For wheat, prices are mixed, up 5 cents to down 2. The December contract in Chicago, it's down a penny at $3.94 per bushel, but the Minneapolis spring wheat futures are posting solid gains. Spring wheat remains pointed higher on the back of quality issues with the Canadian and U.S. crops. However, ample world supplies of lower quality wheat did keep the Chicago futures lagging. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, October 5th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.